Blog Talk Radio.
Mommy, I can't hear you. Oh, dear. Well, everybody, this is Come Now, Don't Sulk with Sybil Brunchen, and we're having a little bit of a problem on the board right now. And we are opening the mic. And are you there, Mommy?
I am here. We seem to be having some technical difficulties.
It was the internet crossover.
Ah, can you hear me all right now?
I can. Can you hear me all right now?
I can. I just wonder, can our home audience hear me? I'm going to do my regular greeting, which is bonjour, mes amis. Comment ça va? Ça va bien? I hope we're all ça va bien-ing tonight. This is Sybil Brunchen. Thank you, Gwendolyn, for your wonderful introduction. We are having technical difficulties, even in the 21st century. We can't trust our machines, our androids, our sex therapist robots. We can't trust anything anymore. I can't even trust my wearing blender in the morning. My scarf got caught in the propeller blades, and I was almost Isadora Duncan to death with my protein shake. It was quite tragic. Darlings, it is Monday. It's the last Monday of June. And what a June it's been. The weather has been so tricky. The summer has been so reluctant. We are finally having summer, and I am sitting here high atop the Chrysler Building in the revolving ballroom of the Café Berlin, and I'm looking out to the east right now, and a nearly full moon is rising in a perfectly blue cornflower colored sky. It is absolutely ridiculous, a balmy, beautiful summer night. Summer is finally here. I guess Mother Nature was waiting until the calendar said she could go ahead with summer. I don't know what the rest of the month of June was like. I'm back in town, for those of you that are curious. I was in Minneapolis. I was broadcasting from Minneapolis the last two shows. Gwendolyn was very generous in covering me. We were doing a by time zone broadcast at that time, and Mummy was there on business and family business. But I'm glad to be back in the Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time. I'd like to address a few things. First of all, this is Blog Talk Radio. That is the name of our site on the broadcast. And this is the wonderful Here Be Monsters production company, of which Gwendolyn Holdenberry is the executrix or the executatrix or the producerette or whatever she is. She's very important here, and she is our shepherd for all the programs that come to you on the Here Be Monsters family. And I'm very honored and pleased to be going on and on with my new contract with them here on Come Now, Don't Sulk, which, of course, is produced by the Daughters of Isis Fragrance and Toiletries Company. Do go to daughtersofisis.com. By the way, the nice Daughters of Isis have nothing to do. I've gotten so much mail about this, mostly from Republicans, and you know who you are, about is Daughters of Isis a front for terrorists and women masked in shabalas or whatever those are called and carrying dynamite in their pantyhose? No. No, it is not connected in any way with ISIS in the Middle East, which is blowing up, monuments and antiquities and anything, nor is it associated with ISIS in the Midwest, which is a Christian version of the same thing. Midwestern housewives making brownies and chocolate chip cookies, strapping dynamite onto their pantyhose and then blowing themselves up in Sears Roebuck stores. No, daughtersofisis.com is a wonderful liberal thinking and progressive thinking organization which believes in beautiful products which make us feel lovely, think lovely things, and express lovely thoughts and actions. And it's wonderful. I have some of their products, and I'm just enthralled with them. So please go to daughtersofisis.com. Run, do not walk, to their site and see their wonderful products.
Mommy,
I'm barreling along tonight. Yes, what, Gwendolyn?
Well, I just wanted to add in to clarify the matter. Isis represents the goddess Osset, who was the mother goddess of Egypt. She is the one and was married to Osiris. And she represents that mother or Madonna figure in all cultures for antiquities. So it's not Isis Isil Dagesh. It is
exactly
Osset, the beaming mother that catches you as you fall. So thank you.
Exactly. Thank you for clarifying that. And Gwendolyn, you know, and I know, that so many of our listeners have an attention span of 8 seconds. So I want to reiterate that what she was saying was the Madonna figure in all cultures. Now, not Madonna Ciccone, the singer from Detroit, you understand. This is the Madonna figure, the mother of a savior-like figure. Where is James Lipton? Joseph Campbell. Where's Joseph Campbell when we need him on myths and myth-making? The Madonna figure is Mother Nature. She's apparent in all cultures around the world and for all time. All cultures have had a mother figure and an Osiris figure. It's wonderful. Mythology and this sort of thing is wonderful, and it really does form a great anchor for all of us to stabilize our psychoses with. I mean, the whole world is flying apart. I am not going to address, by the way, I'm not going to address Sarah Huckabee unless we get an avalanche of phone calls, which we may. Speaking of which, I would like to give the phone number, by the way, to our listeners, because we want you to call in tonight. Gwendolyn, what is our number?
Our call-in number this evening, as it is every show, is 323-784-9639.
Yes, you repeat it. Go ahead.
It's 323-784-9639. And people can call in this evening. I'm here to attend.
Great. Now, tonight, I've gotten all sorts of mail. Many of you want me to address all sorts of very serious issues, like the current events, and you don't mind when Mommy gets angry, and you've even goaded me into speaking my mind, which I do on my Facebook pages all the time. And I have, you know, several Facebook pages. I'm on Instagram and Twitter as well. A couple of things I want to announce. I decided that with the current events and current news being so shockingly toxic, specifically with the ongoing immigration issue of children being separated from their mothers, and Trump reversing his decision and making it out that he's a hero for doing this, Sarah Huckabee going into a restaurant and being asked politely to step outside and then being excused respectfully and politely by the owner, and then, of course, her tweeting some snarky remark nationally against the owner of the restaurant, and Trump chiming in and then making it out that this is an injustice when, God knows, you know, wedding cakes and everything. It's interesting how, you know, people, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. I think Joan Crawford summed it up very nicely at that Pepsi-Cola boardroom when she said, "That's a knife that cuts both ways, fellas. Capitalism and the almighty dollar cuts both ways. You want to play that card, then it cuts both ways. If I own a restaurant, my religious feelings are that I can't serve someone who looks like an ogre from the Three Billy Goats Gruff. So I'm sorry, Ms. Huckabee, you'll have to leave. You're too physically ugly for my customers to eat near." That's my religious feeling about it, okay? So if we're going to go down that road, that's the road we're going to go down. I said I wouldn't go down, talk about it, but I have. I've slipped. But I'm doing a new thing on my Facebook page. I have created a new Facebook page. It is called, pay attention here, get your pencils out or your crayons, Sybil Brunchen's Lollipop Guild. The Sybil Brunchen Lollipop Guild, that's spelled L-O-L-L-I-P-O-P, Guild, is on Facebook right now, and it is a page where people can post anything that they like that is sweet and nice and fun and life-giving and love-giving. Only cuddly posts. You can post pictures of your kitten or your puppy or your new iguana. You can post recipes from your grandmother's, her cookbook. You can post, exciting news about how you have, you've just gotten a raise, or you could post that you have just retired. That would be an exciting one. What else could you do? You could post the fact that you've lost that troublesome toe. You could post you could post anything. The trip to Zanzibar. The fact that you found a dollar on the sidewalk. I want pictures and happy stories only on the Lollipop Guild page from now on. So that is a place where when you need a respite from everything that is whirling and swirling around you, you can run to Sybil Brunson's Lollipop Guild page. And I'm dedicating that to John Fricke, one of the world's great experts on The Wizard of Oz and on Judy Garland. And I thought that that would be lovely. So that is my dedication to John and Patty Fricke, a brother and sister team that I adore. And so the Frickies are my dedication on that. By the way, they're not dead. This isn't a memoriam. They're both alive and well. And so I just hope that they will call in and acknowledge that they are going to be visitors there. All right, back to announcements. Many of you have said, can we find you, Mummy, somewhere? You can find me here every Monday night, courtesy of Here Be Monsters and Gwendolyn Holden Berry on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find me writing for the Fire Island News. That's a newspaper that covers all of Fire Island and the entire South Shore of Long Island. That's probably a couple of million people right there. I'm on the Fire Island News. If you go to their website, you will now see that their papers are being posted online, and they're an attractive thing. Go to their website, fireislandnews.com, and then go to the tab that says download, and download will let you see the entire paper. You scroll through it, and you can find Mummy's articles and my nephew John Burke's articles, everything on the download tab. That's download, L-O-A-D, not the down-low. There's a down-low for straight men who are having sex with their poker buddies. All right, next, I'm doing Friday shows, the Smarty Pants Trivia Challenge at the Cherries on the Bay in Cherry Grove every Friday at 4-ish. So that's the Smarty Pants Trivia Challenge with Professor Budinsky. Please join me there. We've got fabulous prizes and surprises. And by the way, hello to my wonderful, loving friends there at Cherries on the Bay, Jackie Piazza, and of course, Will and Kevin and the whole team. We have a couple of new features we're going to talk about. Gwendolyn hasn't been told about all of these, but I'm doing a few of these. And these will encourage you to call in too. Again, that number 323-784-9639. Every week, I'm going to do a Sybil's Story Sanctuary. You can call in or write in to Mummy and ask me to tell stories from my past or stories from my book, children's stories, adult stories, anything you'd like me to either recite or read to you, and stories from my own life apropos of the Pride Parade. I've got a story for that in just a few minutes. And we're going to do a new feature called Poems with a Purpose. Poems with a Purpose. We're going to select a poem from our archive and recite that. Many of you have said that you actually like Mummy's voice, which I find absolutely astonishing. I can't even listen to my voice. I actually have people reread transcripts of these broadcasts for me the day after. I can't listen to them myself because my voice is like fingernails on a chalkboard to me. But I have people like Alexander Scorby or all sorts of people. Peter Coyote came over one day and he read the transcript of the show to me in his wonderful voice, and that made me feel so much better. So Sam Waterston has read transcripts of my shows back to me. So I don't like my voice, but apparently some of you do, and I will be doing some readings of my own poetry. Another item we have, listen carefully. Did you know? That's the DIDJA No feature now. Did you know? I'd like you to call in with interesting tidbits of knowledge that you'd like to share with our listeners. Or we can also use the Did You Know as a reverse trivia challenge. In other words, I'm always asking my audience members questions that they have to solve on trivia. Why don't you call in and try to stump Mummy with your trivia? So I encourage you to call in and see if you can stump Mummy with trivia. I'm pretty knowledgeable, but there's always something that escapes me, and I look like a fool with pie on my face. So that certainly is something we want to do. Tonight, okay. I'm going to just do – yes, Gwendolyn.
Oh, good. We do have a caller waiting.
I'll take it.
Okay, let me open the mic up, and the caller is from area code 513.
Hello?
Hello?
We have a caller waiting. They're coming through the switchboard right now. I believe this call is coming through on the two Maxwell House cans and the string. So it's it isn't quite a long-distance phone call. Gwendolyn,
hello?
Do we have our caller?
Hello, Sybil?
Apparently not. All right.
Sybil?
While we're waiting to find our caller, I'm going to my poem with a purpose tonight. All right.
Hello?
So I'm not hearing from Gwendolyn. I'm not seeing any signals from the sound booth. So I'm going to go ahead and do this poem.
Sybil,
tonight,
can
my poem
me?
Is dedicated to
That's
all the Facebook friends. Who are suffering the angst of an ennui of being a member of Facebook. People writing in, people not responding, not liking things, not disliking them, just not liking. They read things, but they never like them, they never pay attention, etc. So I'm going to read this Facebook poem. It's called My Facebook Friend. My Facebook friend never said hello. Never clapped or cheered or wished me well. When I posted news or luck and such, he was never there to say, that's swell. He didn't like my brand new job, my dog, my hat, my hefty raise, my move to Perth for 3 whole months, and back again for the holidays. And not a peep when I met the boy, who then became my greatest love, nor not a tear when I lost my joy, and he left this earth for clouds above. But my Facebook friend posted every day and told the world his latest stuff. His rants, his raves, he stubbed his toe. No newsy thing was small enough. He found some lint. He burned a cake. He cut his hair and changed his vote. And we, the people standing by, should clap our hands or at least take note. I'd laughed and cried and cheered and liked. I'd clicked the angry face and sad. I praised and flattered like a fool. When he stubbed his toe, I'd felt real bad. And then one day I saw the light. At last I knew I was just a prop, a thing to support my Facebook friend. I faced the truth. It had to stop. So late one night, so dark and deep, while moon shone high and Facebook slept, with Max and PC sound asleep, I pressed unfriend away. I crept. And have I missed a single post? His so-called wit, his hearty heart, his learning skill, his lint, his toe? Have I missed his news? No, not a fart. All right, so that's our poem with a purpose tonight, and we have two callers. Are all ready. So let me take a call right now.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me, Gwendolyn?
I can.
Hello? All right.
We seem to be having technical difficulties.
Hello?
All right. I'm not sure what's happening here.
We're having some problems. If you will hold on for a minute, I think what's happened is John's phone's on mute and he can't hear us. So let me try that if you'll hold on, okay?
Okay.
Sybil, can you hear me? Sybil? Mommy?
Hello there. What happened?
I don't know, but we do have, I think your phone might have been gone over to mute. I'm not sure.
Nope. No, 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 not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
So you didn't hear any of that poem, did you?
Yes, we did hear. You just couldn't hear us.
I see. No, my broadcasting microphone is absolutely perfect. We just had a technical problem. So the poem did go through at least.
Okay, well, I'm going to open up that we have a lady waiting and our original caller, and he's a 513 area code. I'm opening his mic again. Bless him.
Great.
And waited. Are you there, sir? 513?
Hello? Yes. Can you hear me now?
Hello there.
Hello.
Gwendolyn.
I'm talking.
Yes.
Until
we seem to be having... Gwendolyn,
Melissa,
is
can
that,
you hear
are,
me?
Can you hear him, Sybil?
I can hear him fine, but apparently he can't hear us.
Oh, I can hear you, Sybil. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Wonderful. Fine, Sybil. This is your friend Steve in the Cincinnati area.
Steve, how are you? I'm good. I'm sorry we're having all these technical problems. I'm sorry we're having all these technical difficulties tonight. How are you?
Well,
how's
it working now? Well, wonderful, wonderful. Everything is going swimmingly. Just brought my big, giant Tiger Sherman in from his evening walk, and he's now licking his paws after a nice after-walk dinner. And
was this past weekend your gay pride? I've forgotten. When
yes,
it falls.
It was. It was our gay pride in Cincinnati. And it
oh
was,
my gosh.
It was fantastic. The parade just
and
keeps getting
what
bigger
number
and bigger.
Was this? Yeah, what number was this? Was
what,
it like number 30 or something?
The size of
yeah.
attendance?
Yeah. No, no, no.
I don't
what
know. I did not see those numbers, but it's probably in the hundreds of thousands.
Oh, sure. No, what I was asking was
big.
This your 30th or something? Was this the 30th parade?
Oh! It was the 45th, 45.
Wow! That's incredible. And you know, it's funny because I was there for like the first or second or something.
That's amazing.
And what was really amazing back then, because I assume they're allowing cars and floats now in your parade, right?
Yes. Correct.
Well, when I was there, the city fathers were so. Unnurturing of the gay pride parade in its infancy, in its very beginning, that I was a guest of honor because of the Gay Cable Network there in Cincinnati with Mark Bailey and Roger Eisenberry and Seth Bixby and the whole team there, all of the
right.
people there doing the Gay Cable Network. And it was such a wonderful, wonderful branch of the Gay Cable Network. And Cincinnati was actually classier in many ways than the one we have here. The technical aspects of it were extraordinary. But the thing that was so funny was I kept coming back to Cincinnati to do shows in Cincinnati and Dayton, and I was there as a guest of honor in the parade, and the city fathers at the last minute had said that there were no vehicle permits allowed. You couldn't have a car. So what they did for me was this. This was adorable. And I can't remember if this was just Bixby or... my gosh, Hurricane Summers, I don't know who came up with this idea. Probably all of you. You're adorable there. They got a big rolling wooden platform. It was about 6x6 or 8x8, and they put shepherd casters all on the bottom of it, and they drilled holes in the front and back and looped huge ropes through it, and I stood on it in my evening gown, and they dragged me over potholes and manhole through the parade way to downtown Fountain Square, whatever that wonderful place is, that beautiful fountain. And I was dragged on a platform a whole 6 inches off the ground was adorable. Of course, when we rounded corners, the shepherd casters were unable, you couldn't control them. So I would skid sideways, and it was sort of like a car during a blizzard. I mean, I would turn like 84 degrees, and they would try to pick up the slack on the left and harness starboard and turn port me. It was just hysterical. I think the Titanic had more success with the iceberg, frankly. But that parade has got to have been like in 1980, maybe 1988, maybe 87, 88, something like that. It was wonderful. I adored being there.
I think it was probably 87 or 88 because around that time, I think that's when I remember you were in town and a mutual friend of ours introduced us. We were at the Pipeline, because of many fond memories, which is sadly long gone, as are so many clubs in town. This grinder culture is just killing the small gay clubs. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, and not so small clubs, because the Dock was wonderful.
That's gone now too. Yeah. Well, although that's gone because the city finally grabbed it by eminent domain for land, just for staging areas and sand pits and equipment for when they eventually build a new bridge.
So, I thought they were closing it around July 4th or something. I didn't realize that it was gone already.
No, it was actually closed in February. They had the option to stay open that long. For some reason, they closed. They had their last dance back in February, end of February, for Valentine's Day, I believe. Wouldn't that have been a bittersweet Valentine?
Well, especially since my birthday is 1 minute after Valentine's Day, so the timing was perfect. We should have done something there, like Follies, like Stephen Sondheim's Follies,
indeed,
and had all the ghosts of past showgirls there. And talk
great.
About history. The Dock had wonderful history. I loved performing there. Oh my God! And we filmed episodes of Stonewall, the cable network. There, we did
available on YouTube. You all can search, go on YouTube and search for Sybil Brunch and the Dock. And there's videos of
Stephen. Did they I have to check. Did they post the video of me doing the cicada aspic, where I made aspic out of cicadas? During that summer, remember when the cicadas were in?
I don't remember seeing that one, but if you'll give me a moment to step over to my laptop here and mute the incessant yammering talking heads that are so unpleasant.
I'll check with Mark Bailey too. He was the repository of all that amazing stuff back then. Amazing.
So what was
thank
this?
God,
it was
Mark
your
Bailey.
Recipe for aspic. What was it?
It was. Well, I think it was called cicada aspic, but it might have been Lemjello with cicadas or something. I can't remember. But it was the summer that the cicadas were absolutely oh my God. People were being chased into traffic and being killed by cicadas in their hair. I remember seeing a woman fall under the wheels of an 18-wheeler because she was batting her head as if she was a Tippi Hedren in The Birds. It was like, and all it was cicadas, but they were simply everywhere. The air was so thick with them you could almost aspirate them.
Our dear mutual friend Peggy from Flagstaff had a horror story about a cicada that got inside of her summer dress one evening, and it was a giant one, and it was just a horrific experience, as you can imagine.
I'm going to speak to the people at Law and Order. I think there's an episode there where a woman is sexually assaulted by a cicada, and Mariska Hargitay and Chris Maloney come in and solve the thing in 60 minutes. So I think that's being attacked by insects in any way. I think it's really where we draw the line.
Anyway. So I just wanted to mention, you know, the friend of ours that introduced us at Pipeline, whose name I won't mention for privacy reasons, who lives in Florida now. I just wanted to let you know and for everyone to send lots of healing vibration and love down to him in St. Petersburg, Florida. He just recently suffered a medical incident, I believe it was a subdermal hematoma that he's recovering from. He's doing fine. Some after effects and on a whole bunch of meds for that and everything, but
speaking about SB and I'm sending
vibes down to him.
Yes, SB and SB, we are sending. I'm sending my loving vibes to you too, and you have made so much of my career possible. I'm not going to give his name, but I'm just going to give his initials. SBSybilSays.com would not be possible without you. So thank you, and you are in our prayers and our warmest wishes.
Thank you.
Every single minute of the day. So there would be no SybilSays.com without SB. So we just thank you,
I had a feeling you would be aware of that situation as close as you are to him, but I just thought I'd mention it for more vibes for everyone out there listening to send down to him. I think I might have been the first person to join your Lollipop site, I just noticed. I thought, what is this? Is it just something I never noticed? But it turns out you just created it. So
it was launched today. It was just launched today.
Lots of fun with that. And I just wanted to mention that I put up a lovely sounding recipe I just discovered for Bloody Mary meatloaf. And now we're not saying who you have to butcher to put in the meatloaf, but preferably a certain White House communications director who will go nameless, who I thought you described in the most polite possible terms earlier. what wasn't as a troll in what was your description for her? Oh, I forget. It was wonderful.
I think she was an ogress from the Three Billy Goats Grump fable or something like that. A trolless, so we say. Stephen, by the way, I'm going to put your Bloody Mary meatloaf on the menu when I reopen the Sybil's Brunch Net chain across the country. Boys and girls, if you'd like a franchise to the Sybil's Brunch Net chain, please contact me and send your blank checks to my P.O. box. But we'll talk about that.
I will be applying forthwith. Well, that's all I wanted to mention. I just wanted
I'm
to
so glad you called. Stephen. I'm so glad you called. I'm so thrilled you called in. And
so much fun.
We're gonna the next time I'm in Cincinnati, we're gonna scout Mount Auburn, right up where Donna Robertson lives, and we'll put the Cincinnati Queen City Sybil's Brunchinette right up there overlooking the charming skyline of Cincinnati. That'll be wonderful.
Yes.
I
one
love
more
you,
thing
Doc.
Just in case there's any media mavens out there in your vast audience listening. So is the New York City Gay Pride, is that this coming Sunday? It's usually the last Sunday? Or did it happen earlier this year?
It was yesterday.
Having been already.
It was yesterday.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I thought in past it would have been the last weekend. Well, you know, one of these years we're going to find some lovely location. I offered to come up there and do technical assistance, I think, last year. What a great idea it would be for you to do a review and broadcast of the parade.
I would love to do that live.
Anyone else, it would be you.
I would become the Matt Lauer of the parade coverage, but with a happier ending, perhaps. And it would be interesting, except that now the City Fathers have reduced the New York City Gay Pride Parade to 2.5 blocks. Basically, we just circle around. They've completely nipped and edited the parade route. But we'll talk about that another time. I've got other callers cutting in. Stephen, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you for having me, Sybil.
You have a good night.
I will talk to you soon.
Gwendolyn, who's my next caller? Do you have one?
I do, Mommy.
Gwendolyn?
Yes.
Uh-oh. We've had technical difficulty again. Okay. All righty. All right. We seem to have lost. We're losing our – maybe Blog Talk Radio is having some problems tonight. Okay. What should we do here? I'm going to go to my page. I hope you did hear the poem. My Facebook friend, I think that's kind of a funny situation right now. There are these people who are I call them the I am the center of my universe Facebook people. They are perfectly willing to get on a stool and announce every single thing to the world. They don't acknowledge, first of all, it's not only do they not, they're not curious about other people's lives or adventures or misadventures, but they don't even click the like thing when you have responded to their news. So when they are posting that they've just got a new job and you congratulate them, they don't even, and they read down those announcements. They read them, but they don't click on like. Not even, I don't care that they don't post thank you, Myrtle May, but why not click like? Like means that, it doesn't mean necessarily that you liked what they said. It's a way of saying thumbs up. I read what you said in my thread. So I think that the Facebook etiquette thing is wild. It's a perfect reflection of our lack of etiquette today. I have told you, oh, by the way, we still have a wonderful Share the Love contest going on my Facebook page. Anytime that you share one of Mommy's announcements or posts or an ad for this TV show, this radio show, or a news item or a slogan or a caption, whenever you share any of those things on your page, your name is written on a slip of paper and it is thrown in our raffle drum. And at the end of the month, we draw a name for the person who has won the Sybil Prize. Mary Jane Nilsson won an I Want You to Vote coffee cup from Zazzle.com. All of Sybil Brunch's products are available on Zazzle.com. Just go there and enter Sybil Brunch in the search window, and you can see all the different funny souvenirs of Sybil Brunch in there. But Mary Jane Nilsson won last month prize, and she selected to get the coffee cup with the I Want You poster on it, and she should have that. I believe that was delivered today. Going on, I'm going to just check in with Gwendolyn because I'm not seeing any announcements for phone calls. We're having technical difficulties again. Okay. I'm going to hold on here until I hear from Gwendolyn, but I'm going to do this. Many of you saw on my Facebook page, by the way, the number is 323-784-9639. That's 323-784-9639. Thank you again, Stephen, for calling in. We are still having so many problems. I don't know. Are there sunspots tonight? I'm not aware of it. Are northern lights? Aurora borealis? I don't see anything. All right. I'm going to go to my next thing. Did you know? I was hoping people were going to call. Hello there.
Oh, dear goddess, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am, Gwendolyn. How much of that did they lose? Did they hear any of Stephen's phone call?
Yes, all of it. And they only lost a couple of moments or just a half a minute here with what you were just going into. I wanted to let you know also that you do have a caller waiting. Let me open
Good.
This up so that we can...
I'll take that call. Yeah, we're having all sorts of stuff going wrong with our mics. I'm ready for your next phone caller. I believe it's Jan from California.
It is. Hello?
How are you?
Oh, hi, honey. This is a hard act to follow, I have to say. Stephen was awesome. You two were great. But here we go. Jan from California. Hello?
Yes, Jan, how are you? I'm sorry we're having some really serious technical problems tonight. I don't know if it's sunspots or the aurora borealis or something, but it is wild. It is wild. Anyway, how are you doing? What's going on?
Good. Well, I wanted to call in on the trivia part of the show. You know, my husband, Richard, the renowned pianist, who's called many times. We listen to an old radio show from the 1930s and 40s every night as we fall asleep. That's why we're up to date on all the current news of the 30s and 40s. And the show we listen to is called Information Please.
Oh, yes. Of course. It's wonderful.
Oscar Levant used to come on, and all the F.P. Adams, the great wit of the Algonquin Round Table. Anyway,
yes.
the very intelligent people of there. And so the public called in with their questions, or sent them in, actually. So
right.
The idea was you try to stump the panel of experts. So tonight,
right.
I'm bringing it back, and I'm calling it Information Please, Sybil. Okay, so here it goes. I'm going to give you three famous quotes from Broadway shows or movies.
Oh, boy.
You have to name the show or movie. I kind of geared it to you. I think it'll be okay. You have to name the show or movie they're from and the character who said them.
Okay.
Get all three correct, and you'll win a lifetime supply of blue chip or green stamps, whichever
you want. Oh, goodness.
What
is blue chip? Okay. Is blue what is blue chip, Jim?
Blue chip stamps were like a competitor of green stamps.
Oh, yes. S&H green stamps, of course. I remember those. Yes, okay, I'm ready.
You save them up and get all kinds of cool stuff. Okay.
Like Minwax or whatever it was for the car. What was the car wax that people got a lifetime supply of? Whatever that car wax was.
Yeah.
But Queen for a Day on those shows, you got a lifetime of.
Simonize
or something like that. Yeah. Simonize your car, something like that. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay, number one.
Yes.
Damn.
It's Henry Higgins, and it's in My Fair Lady, and he is, I can tell you the exact moment because it's one of my favorite ones. I've grown accustomed to her face, and it's damn. I've grown accustomed to her face.
I couldn't, okay. I couldn't give you the inflection, but one down.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. When I sit, you sit. When I kneel, you kneel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, that's easy. That is The King in The King and I, and it was played by Yul Brynner to Gertrude Lawrence on Broadway, but to Deborah Carr in the movie. And I know that Deborah Carr didn't do her own singing, but to me,
that was
those
Marnie
two.
Nixon, I believe.
That was Marnie Nixon. Those two people, like Rex Harrison. I'm sorry to be a purist, but I do feel that certain roles belong to certain people, perhaps forever.
Oh, I do too.
And Deborah Carr is the perfect balance of beauty, discomfited.
Uh-huh.
She's inconvenienced by the king's hubris, but she's witty, she's sexy, she's naughty. She's perfect. She's perfect. And Yul Brynner, of course, is ridiculous.
He's
so physically sexy that it's like it's almost impossible not to point and laugh at him, because it's like it's a man in pajamas with an erection, as far as I'm concerned. It's just like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The only thing I have against King and I is the son's name is Chula Longcorn. I find that song, that name is very offensive, and I'm glad that Rodgers and Hammerstein cut the song about him, which goes, Chula Longcorn, and I don't care, Chula Longcorn, and I don't care, Chula Longcorn. You get the idea. They cut that song out of town. I think it was in the New Haven tryout. Ask Richard. He'll know immediately. All right, what's the third one?
Okay.
What's the third one?
You know, I really geared these to you, you know, because we want to, you know.
you didn't want me to look like an idiot on my own show.
Because you're exactly. We're friends, so here we go. This is
important. Yeah, I'm ready.
Life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death.
That's ridiculous. That's MAME, anti-MAME, and that is the slogan. That is the needlepoint pillow of both the straight play and the musical. It's one of my life lesson slogans,
again,
too.
Again, a role, who else could play? Well, you know, who else could play Annie Mame but Rosalind Russell?
Yes, and I must say that Angela Lansbury was a wonderful Mame Dennis in the musical.
I think of that as a different show, kind of. You know?
I do, too.
Yeah.
But I must say, Jan, I must say that Angela Lansbury, I love Angela Lansbury in that role. And I think that, I'm sorry to say it to the Lucille Ball fans, but I do not understand how Jerry Herman could let that. Yeah.
And unfortunate casting. Not good for her, not good for the show. It is, you know,
oh, for heaven's sakes.
What can you say?
Yeah. And will it ever be made again? I mean, there you go. It costs so much money to make a movie. Who would even bother to make that again and try and fix it? It's just, it's gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I love your trivia, and I actually named this corner. You could call it the Trivia Challenge, but I actually started calling it the Did You Know? Did you know?
I like that. Did you know?
I like that too. And did you know can be both trivia, and it can also be tidbits that you've learned, because I think that was one thing that you suggested was things that and for instance, I said this, interesting tidbits of knowledge that you'd like to share with others. So do you have a tidbit for us tonight? Something quick that your grandmother handed down to you?
Oh my gosh. Oh,
Don't short sheet the bed or
Well, oh gosh. Do you know what the trivia that's...
No, Jan, I'm asking you. You can't ask for a lifesaver there. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've stumped the great Jan Glazer just now, and she's in another time zone. She's actually 3 hours younger than the rest of us.
You're right, for sure. I'll come back in a week or two with something, with real trivia. This I knew was, you know, this was to make us all happy to think of these three shows.
And the other thing is that on Information Please, they wrote their trivia in so that the could the judges research it ahead of time?
No. It was all live, no idea at all, never given anything.
But if they wrote it in, how did people not read them ahead of time? You mean they opened the envelope on the air?
Well, you know, Clifton Fadiman had it as a script, and they had an office. This is really funny. All their sponsors had offices in different states or wherever they were in charge of the show. Canada Dry was like on 45th Street or something.
Right.
They would get the mail, and then they would go through them and research them, make sure that the answers were right, and eliminate anybody that was a duplicate. You know, they'd get the very first one as best they could, probably timestamp them, you know, when they came in, and then they presented those. But there was never any, you know, preview of the questions or anything. And, you know,
well, Jen, how do we know? How do we know?
Because Clifton Fadiman said it.
Clifton was a liar. I played poker with him repeatedly. He was the biggest cheat in the world. Oh, Jan, you're so charming that you would believe such a horrible person. He and Monty Woolley were two of the biggest liars of all time. Oh, for heaven's sakes, I can't believe you believe them. Now, I did this live on the broadcast tonight with no help. I didn't open an envelope and then have everyone wink at each other and say, oh, let's scotch tape the envelope back again so that we open it on the air. I'm going to open an envelope. I'm going to tear an envelope near the microphone every week, and then we can have the question. And now,
okay.
I love you, Jan.
I love you.
Thank you for calling in. I'm thrilled you did.
Oh, I'm so glad I got through. I was really worried there, but.
You were. I was frantic. It was like, oh my God, I'm reading my wonderful poem to a blank microphone and a group
and
of people here
really,
in the revolving ballroom that are staring.
Yeah, that was a wonderful poem too. I listened to it on hold, you know. But, anyway, all is good, and
good.
I'll think of that tidbit for you, and maybe I'll.
Good. By the way, Sardis is waiting for you and Richard and me at our table.
All right.
All right.
See you soon. Okay.
See you soon. Love you.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye.
Good night. That was fun. I love that trivia. That was cute. Wasn't that cute, Gwendolyn?
It was. Can you hear me, Mommy?
I can hear you. We've got to figure out what is going on with Blog Talk Radio, I guess.
It's bugging me, and I've been looking back at the back room, but I can't.
Yeah, and you're coming through. Your voice is skipping back and forth right now, and strangely, it's kind of weird how it's like jumping around. We'll have to figure out what's going on. It is funny. A couple of things I want to just tell people. Last week I did a shout out to the costume designer and fashion designer, Chris March, who finished fourth on Project Runway's fourth season, but who became a national figure with his wonderful creativity. The winner that season was Christian Siriano, but Chris March was a much beloved contestant. You all responded so beautifully to Chris March's Facebook page, and I want to thank you very much. He's had a lot of medical issues and challenges, and he is rising above them, and I'm so glad that my listeners checked in on him and sent him good wishes. I want to remind you that our sponsors here on Come Now, Don't Sulk are, of course, the daughtersofisis.com. Please go there. The fragrant memories of our ancestors, wonderful essential oils and products. Please do go check them out after our broadcast tonight. I want to address the Sybil Brunson's Lollipop Guild. Please go tonight on your Facebook pages and join the Lollipop Guild. It's right there, Sybil Brunson's Lollipop Guild, LOLLI-P POP Guild, and join and become a member of our guild. And feel free to post wonderful things that you think will make people happy. I was going to talk to you about the daily news cover. So many of you called or wrote in about the daily news cover with Mummy on it back in 1986 in her Statue of Liberty outfit. And I was going to do the story on that, but we don't quite have the time tonight. But we will do that maybe next week, even though it will be a week after Gay Pride. It'll be fun to do. We can squeeze in one more phone call real quickly, 323-784-9639. If you want to call in quickly, we will try and get you squeezed into a quickie there. I want to remind you that we're here every Monday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have listeners all around the world who are listening in their own time zones. We have people in Europe, Australia, who are listening in simultaneously. It's very exciting, although for some of them it's the middle of the night or the beginning of their work day, and we want to welcome all of them. I want to remind you to look up fireislandnews.com. Mummy's article, Sybil Says, is in there, and I've done a couple of them now, and my stories are in there. I'm so glad. Shoshana McCullum, thank you for being my editor on that paper. You have really made my summer a much happier one. And I want to thank all the people at Cherries on the Bay and Cherry Grove. Fridays at 4-ish, we do our Smarty Pants Trivia Challenge with Professor Budinski. Mummy will be there this Friday, 4-ish, come for happy hour. And Uncle Johnny is there as our bartender. He makes the best pina coladas. I would like to tell Mary Jane Nielsen, I hope you got your wonderful Share the Love prize. Please let me know. I want to make sure it got there safely. And we're doing another drawing the last day of June, June 30th. We're going to be doing our June Share the Love contest winner, who will win a Sybil Brunchen prize from Zazzle for sharing all of the announcements. I have, Gwendolyn, do you have any announcements you'd like to make? Did I lose Gwendolyn? Oh, here you are.
Only to remind folks that it's rough seas out there, and try to be kind to everybody you come into contact with. It's been very stormy out, and it's never too late to say be kind.
I agree with you, and this was a big discussion at many dinner tables this week, balancing kindness but justice. And I think that it's a very tricky bridge we cross. I guess people who owned the Red Hen restaurant could have been kind to Sarah Huckabee and said, oh, hello, Miss Huckabee, here's your coffee and your donut or your cheeseburger deluxe or whatever you were getting, and sent her on her way. It's hard to know when kindness is being a good little fag or a polite little lesbian or what's the little woman? Yes, what was it in the 1950s? The wife was referred to as, oh, the little woman. It's hard to know when being nice is enabling mischief or rudeness or criminality, and when it's time to draw the line. I guess we could say that Prime Minister Quisling in Norway was being kind to Hitler, but at what point do you say, oh, I'm enabling a neo-Nazi? I think that at this point it's so hard to know how to be kind and when to be kind and when to draw the line and say, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to leave this restaurant. You're not allowed here. I think that the way the owner of the Red Hen handled that was extremely kind and extremely respectful. She didn't scream at Sarah Huckabee, for instance, in front of all the customers. She asked her to step outside. She asked her to, she said, I can't serve you. And I thought that was kind of a wonderful, respectful way that there are people who've vilified her and said she was a vile creature to have refused service to Sarah Huckabee. So I'm trying to be kind. I hold doors for people. I help elderly people across the street. I try always to be kind, but I also am, I'm trying to find a way to be less kind to people who don't respect my loved ones and don't respect people like you and me, Gwendolyn. It's a struggle for me.
Mommy, you know, my mother used to tell me that, you know, you always respect your elders and you're always kind and polite until somebody is wrong and your heart will tell you so. And that's when you stay. You stand-up.
That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. And you know something, Gwendolyn? I'm thrilled, as I always am. You just said we were always supposed to respect our elders. And Gwendolyn, I'm so thrilled because one of the most wonderful things is that at my great age, there is nearly no one in the United States who's older than me. So I can be as big a bitch as I like. You see, at 123 years of age, I can tell everyone to go F themselves with no problems at all. It's wonderful. There is no one older than me. I simply am the most ancient thing. The Museum of Natural History tried to put me back in a diorama with the Neanderthals the other day and a mastodon evening gown. And I escaped them. I am so old that now I am the elder that people have to respect. So I must go up to Sarah Huckabee and be very rude to her, and she'll have to be polite to me because I'll simply say, oh, you must understand, I'm much older than you. You must respect me, Sarah.
Mommy, we do have one last caller. You have about 4 minutes left. I'm going to open your mic so you can say hello, goodbye.
Okay, it's going to have to be a quick one because we still have our good nights. Hello, caller.
Hello, happy Pride from Kansas. This is Kim.
Kim, how are you? Boy, you called at the last minute. How are you?
I know, I've been listening. I just wanted to say happy Pride, that's all. And
that's so sweet.
My new cover photo is a pride flag with flowers from my garden. You'll have to check it out.
Thank you. And I want to congratulate you, too, on the wonderful award you got for your nursing excellence. I posted it on my Facebook page, and people piled in to congratulate you on winning the nursing Oscar, I believe it was, at that hospital, whatever it was. And the envelope opening was... Oh, the envelope opening was so exciting. The nominees, you know, were Florence Nightingale and Eleanor Roosevelt, and then Kimberly, and it's like you won, and I wept into the screen of my Facebook page. I was so proud for you and so happy that you are acknowledged as nurses around the country should be. People should understand how much nurses bring to the medical profession. I'm glad that finally... the world of medicine is understanding that nurses are not maids the way they were back in 1973, the way they were treated. They certainly weren't maids, but they were treated that way when I worked at New York Hospital. And I'm so glad that nurses are acknowledged as being seriously important medical professionals. And congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. And I love listening to your show every Monday. I'll let you go so you can sign off.
Okay, I'm going to go out to my garden. I'll be thinking about you this weekend. I haven't seen my garden on Fire Island in 3 weeks. So by then it'll be 4 weeks. And so I want you to stay gardening prayers for all of my plants out there. Will you?
Yes, indeed, I will.
I love you,
Kim.
Good night.
I love you.
That was so, I'm so glad. And she got a wonderful award from Merrick for her nursing at the hospital that she works at. I would like to acknowledge our tonight's hellos. And I'd like to say hi to TB, Darlington, Brendan Fisher, Lee and Harriet and Joni. Hello, Mary Jane. You should have your cup. Please let Mommy know. Stephen, Eileen, John, Juan, Flip Williams, Douglas, Paulette, Dale, George. How are you? Richard Skipper and Russ Woolley. Love you too. Herb, Jeff Bixby. Oh, my Cincinnati crowd. Jeff Bixby, Stephen, of course, thank you for calling in tonight. Hello, Scott Knox, Donnelly Robertson, Roger and Catherine Eikenberry, Mark Bailey, the man who saved Mummy's archives. Mark, without you, no one would have any idea who I was on video. It's like I'm the Max Sennett of silent film, of video, of gay cable network. Aner, hello. Matt Decker, how are you doing? Catherine Clark, Geffel Tefish, how are you tonight, darling? Cliff Boone, Maury Breyer, Jesse Galvez. Hello to Minky, and hello to my daughters, Clinique, L'Oreal, and Jean Nate. Darlings, it's bedtime. Mommy doesn't want to threaten you. And I'd like to say hello to Shoshana McCollum, my wonderful editor, and her little bamboo at the Fire Island News, Gabrielle Stevens-Smith, and little Sarah. Hello, darlings. I'd like to say hello to the Cowgirl restaurant crowd, Patrick Hoy, Aditi, the whole gang at Cowgirl. So good to have known you and loved you and performed with you. Michelle, how are you doing? And I would like to, Jimmy Rassiope and Elaine, how are you tonight? And I'd like to say a special good night to Mr. Thornton And I'd like to say special, special good nights to Miss Yurishi and my own Mr. Payamas. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Gwendolyn, thank you so much for a lovely night. I'll see you next Monday.
Okay,
good night,
mommy.
Everybody. Good night, everybody.